Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, Melissa, you want to explain exactly what Raise Your Hands poll is? It's been up online now for a couple of days, so we can talk about it.
Well, it's basically we all submit some questions that might be uncomfortable for us here in the studio to answer. And so Tracy comes in, and she asks the questions, and we all raise our hands if it's a yes, and we keep our hands down if it's a no, because every question is a yes or no question. We also have a camera in studio, and we're recording these answers. So Tracy says on air how many people raise their hand, and then that way you go online at all the hitsq100.com, see the video, and see exactly who raised their hand. And now I guess we're going to explain why we may have raised our hands on some of these.
All right, Jeff was the first to come forward because we all sweared on something that we really care a lot for before we went into this thing, that we were going to answer honestly. And Jeff was the first to come forward and say, look, I think I might have fudged on a couple of those.
And I don't even know why. Like, I think it's, I don't know why.
Like
I just felt bad. Like, the one that keeps coming to mind is, if everybody was dangling from a cliff, mm-hmm. would you save one before the other? And I didn't raise my hand. And the reality is, yeah. Like, my first thought was Wendy, because she's the youngest and, you know, the smallest, the easiest one to fling over my shoulder. I mean, if I'm going to save someone, I really don't want to exert myself, to be quite honest with you.
You could use one hand and save both me and Wendy at the same time.
Just sweep you both up.
Yes.
And then, like, Gulliver traveled to, what's the guy's name? And then I thought, well, Carter, what a crappy way to go, falling off a cliff after, you know, surviving years of kidney disease and then a successful transplant. Like, that would suck. So, I thought about Carter, and then Javi,
he dismissed it and said, she had her second chance.
It was a fleeting thought.
Javi, I really couldn't. I mean, if I'm being honest right now, I couldn't really think of any reason to save you.
Just let me dangle. Yeah. Bye-bye. And save yourself.
You got to go.
And then now Bert had to point it out, but I forgot he had children. Like, obviously, I don't want any two children or any children at all to be raised without a parent. So then,
even
I'd
if
have
it's
to,
a bad one.
Yeah, then I'd have to consider Bert. So, so I didn't answer that one, honestly, because there would be somebody I would probably save first. Well, take that back. There's definitely someone I would save last, and that's Hobby. The rest of you I would have to sort out. So, like, I felt bad.
Cause I'm so
you
happy.
So how are you going to answer it honestly? Who would you save first?
You got to pick one.
Who's first?
I mean, I'm happy to come in last place with you, but
I would probably have to go with Bert because of the children.
Mm-hmm.
But
the
let the record
God,
show.
Please, man. Think of the children.
So that was the one that came to mind, and I'm sure as you read these down, I'll go, that one too. Because I remember I sat in the office with Tracy, and I'm like, will you read them to me again?
Okay, so let's do these. In the past week, this is one of the first ones. Whenever we're answering these, my first thought is lie. Don't deal with the stress that's going to come with these. Just lie through it. It's just a radio segment. I know, and I answered him honestly.
What's fascinating is the one who he's just talking about how just lying, you know, and he could make it easy on himself, but he's the one that initiated the swears that we all had to do.
Yeah. Yes.
So.
In the past week, have you looked up an ex online? Everybody said no, except me. So let me explain.
Oh, no.
In a lot of conversations I've had about Facebook, people are telling me how they've hooked up or reconnected with people from their high schools online.
Sure.
And I now have a stupid amount of friends on Facebook. A stupid amount, right? And I have not reconnected with one person from high school. Not mm-hmm. one person. So while I was on the other day, I said to myself, damn it, I'm going to reconnect with somebody. And the first person that came to mind was that girl that I told you guys about. Remember, she was a freshman. I was a senior. She puked on my lap after a
right.
Padres game. Tracy Cole, for whatever reason. I just want to – I was interested to see what she turned into.
Because mm-hmm.
she was like freshman president. She was like from this fantastic family. And she just had it all going. So I was just I thought, I wonder what she's turned into. So I looked her up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Did you find her?
I did not.
Okay.
In the past year, have you looked up an ex online? I said yes. That was the Tracy Cole one. Jeff said yes. Jen said yes. Melissa said no. Wendy said yes.
Well, yeah, you always kind of like browse ex-boyfriends.
I'm surprised you didn't, Melissa, because you have had a reunion.
Yeah, but I mean, I dated guys back then, so who cares?
That's funny.
Jen, you have?
Yeah, I think I have. It was kind of vague, but I think I looked up my college boyfriend. When I was a freshman in college at Florida State, I dated a guy named Patrick, and I looked him up to see if he was on MySpace, and he wasn't.
Okay. Jeff?
I think just same thing, just being on Facebook, and I think I got one or two clicks from, you know, or whatever, friend requests from people that I went to high school with. So then you start clicking through, and you're like, oh, I remember that. Oh, yeah. Oh, she was friends with the girl I was in love with. And then click and read all about them and find out how they're miserably happy in
Sucks.
The Midwest.
You wish for the worst, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Have all of your sick day excuses in 2008 been accurate? In other words, have you ever lied about why you were not coming in? Jen is the only one to answer yes to that.
Yeah, I was too upset to come in one day.
Because of everything that happened over the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly excusable.
Yeah, it was, but, and it was, I remember it because it was a day that it was just going to be Melissa and Jeff and I mm-hmm. on the show. And normally I would have never called in sick.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense.
This is reinforcing my decision to let you fall off the cliff.
Bye-bye.
This is the one I really wanted to answer today. Regardless of your relationship status, would you rather sleep alone at night?
Oh, yeah, I lied about this one.
You buried yourself.
Well, I buried myself, but Jeff said that he would have answered the same way had he thought more about it. Like, what I thought was long-term, absolutely not. But the truth is, and I've said this before, that if my wife is out of town for a day or two, I sleep better in the bed when I'm alone. So from just every now and then, yes, long term, no.
I had the same thing. I think I just answering this question, I just got two in my head about it. And I'm like, well, no, I don't want to sleep, but I'm with Bert. There's certain, like, there should be designated, like every third Wednesday, Thursday, Friday should be solo days of the month or something like that. Because, you know, you get all spread out, the whole thing.
It's yours, man.
Yeah, and you put build up pillows around you and you make a fort.
Careful, careful what you wish for there,
right,
fellas.
Right. Just as I said, every now and then.
3 days a month.
Careful what you wish for.
One weekend a month or two.
2 weekends a month?
Maybe.
Oh, no. New. You're on your own. You're on an island by yourself on that one.
Okay.
With your little pillow fort.
Do you have a current friend that you don't really care for, but you keep as a friend because they will advance your social status? Wendy, you said yes.
Without naming names.
Bring
it. No, you don't have to name names. No, like, I think you keep the people that you wouldn't hang out with daily just so you can get into certain places, and you sort of have a group when you already get there that you know, so you're not too uncomfortable, but they can always give you a little step ahead at certain places. So you're kind of nicer to them even if you don't want to be.
So it's a person you don't even necessarily like, but a person you're keeping around because they can do good for you.
Absolutely.
Get you into clubs.
I think everybody does that every once in a while.
Jeff, you answered yes to that one also.
Yeah, I put my hand up before I heard all of the question, and I thought it was going to be, does anybody have a friend in their life that they are still friends with but they don't really like? You know, just somebody you haven't broken up with. And so I put my hand in the air, and then so I got lots of those.
Just haven't gotten around to just dropping them off the cliff yet.
Not lots, but more than I'm comfortable with. So that's what I raised my hand for. But the social status thing, I mean, other than Bert, not really.
Is one of them known as Red Mask?
No.
Just kidding.
Red Mask?
Check away.
Oh. You're not going to help your social status.
Yeah, I keep check away around to get into clubs and Rio Grande.
Do you have money that your significant other doesn't know about? Or if you are not currently in a relationship, have you hidden money from your last relationship? All said no except Jen.
Yeah, I had mostly separate accounts. I mean, I had mostly separate accounts, so it wasn't something that I was like hiding, but it wasn't something I disclosed either.
Makes sense. Over the past 6 months, do you like being at work more than you like being at your home? Wendy is the only one that said yes.
I love it here. I have so much fun here. I think everyone's fun here, so I like hanging out. So I don't have anything to do at home. I live by myself. So it's much more fun to be at work. It gives me something to do. I hate sitting still. So at work, I'm moving.
I was here late yesterday to like 3:30, and Wendy and I were having a great time.
Yeah.
She was just hanging out all day.
Yeah, it was fun.
So it's not that you're miserable at home. There's just, it's more fun here.
Yeah, and I'm moving, and I'm just not bored.
That right there is going to slow down the home studio process.
Right. Well, a nap's nice every once in a while.
Have you ever shoplifted anything? I said yes, and Jeff said yes. What'd you steal?
Your heart.
Wow. That's not shoplifting. I gave it to you.
Do you guys need a moment?
I think we just had it.
I have a very distinct memory as a kid, and I have no idea how old I was, but of taking a tube of paint from a hardware store. I was there with, I think, my dad, my grandmother. They were off, you know, probably buying whatever project my grandmother needed to do around the house. And I have a very distinct memory of, like, taking this tube of paint and, like, I don't know why. Like, I didn't even need to paint anything. It was just like, I'm gonna
just felt good.
Well, yeah, it felt good. And then I spent the rest of, you know, that summer, whatever summer it was, every time I saw a cop car, peeing a little bit in my pants. Like, I was convinced that I was gonna get executed for that. I'd see a movie, I'd walk in, my parents are watching a movie, like an old school Western where they're killing somebody with the firing squad, and I just burst into tears, I have a panic attack. But that's I don't know why that memory, you know how some childhood memories are just very, like, I can see the tube of paint, I can see myself standing in front of the rack, I know where the door to the store was, black. And I remember, like, it was a white tube with a black cap, black writing on it. Looked like a big, fat toothpaste tube, like a tube that hair gel would be in. And I remember seeing the door, and I remember just getting out there and hiding it.
At least yours was a one-time offense. I'll confess that.
Yeah,
in Little League, I ran with a pack of hoodlums back in the day.
And the dark streets of San Diego.
The mean streets of Spring Valley, California. We used to go into Kmart every day before a Little League practice and steal candy. Every day for an entire season.
What was your candy of choice?
If it was available, it was done. It was taken. And we would.
Jolly Ranchers?
You take the stuff and you sort it out later.
Oh, okay.
So it was every day. It was really, really bad. Have you ever had a parent walk in on you during sex? Jen said yes, and I said yes. Your own parent?
No.
Somebody else's parent, a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
No comment.
I don't have to go further, do I?
Was it a long time ago?
Oh, yeah, really long time ago.
Back in high school?
I would feel bad right now if somebody's parent walked in on them now. I'd be concerned.
Yeah, happened a week and a half ago.
Well, was it somebody that might be listening right now?
No, it's just horribly embarrassing. But, yeah, it was a high school boyfriend.
And you guys
and
were...
mom... Yeah, it was after school.
You guys were in his room. You guys got up there and knocked the baseball card collection to the floor. You ripped his baseball jersey off of him. And
you're going too far.
Game on.
Enough description from you.
I got caught twice, actually. Same girl, different parents. Once was in the shower.
Oh
no.
God, it was a glass shower.
Oh,
hey.
No. Mom came home from work early, and there was a trail of our clothes from her room into the bathroom.
Jeez.
And she opened up the bathroom door, and there we were in the shower. There's nowhere to run and nowhere to hide, man.
What'd she say?
That's really bad.
She said, Debbie, what are you doing? And Debbie said, nothing.
Isn't the proper answer, don't you know?
Right. And the second one was the same girl, but her best friend's mom caught us together in her best friend's house. So.
That's comfortable.
God, these are nasty.
What?
Have you ever had sex with two different people on the same day? Everybody answered no, except I answered yes to that.
That's disgusting.
Is that why you're breezing over it?
It's not helping.
He's doing the yada yada thing.
Back in the day, stupid stuff. Have you ever stuck your finger down your throat after eating? Let's stop there. Jen and Wendy both said yes.
Okay. Like, you know when you get really hammered and then you go to, like, some... place like Waffle House and you eat a whole bunch of grease and you're just feeling disgusting and you're disgusting anyways before you went and ate and you have to throw up because your body will not let you go to sleep
yes.
until you do. There you go.
I think if it's alcohol exact induced, same, it's okay. Yeah,
exact same scenario for me. I've never done that sober, but sometimes the room won't stop spinning.
I can't imagine doing that because I don't think I would ever eat Waffle House sober. So if I get drunk enough that it tastes so good and it's in me.
You can't let that back. You can't regurgitate that.
I'll hold it down.
That's a waste of money.
Yeah.
$4.38.
Or sometimes if you're really sick, you feel it. I mean, I've done it when I've been sick. Like, your body just feels so disgusting that that's what you have to do to just kind of.
Oh, I actually realized, I just realized now that I've lied about this one.
Yeah?
I was at a...
You stuck your finger down somebody else's throat to make them throw up at you.
No, I did it to myself when I was at a restaurant and was eating lunch and not really paying attention to what you're eating. And then I looked down at the sandwich that I was eating and it was raw chicken.
Oh.
Like, it hadn't been cooked all the way through, so the middle was totally raw and I knew it tasted weird.
Nasty.
And the person I was with said, go make yourself sick.
And you did it.
Because I had already had, like, this, like, my second bite of it. Ugh. And I'm like, no, I think it's cool because I think it was cooked on the edges. And they're like, you don't want to deal with it if it's not. Go.
That is not an option for me. I mean, even drunk, I will stand in front of that mirror, sweating it out, talking myself into not throwing up before I stick a finger down my throat.
See, I'm the opposite. I'll talk myself into it because I know I'll feel better the next day if I do.
You totally will feel better. You should try it.
I am Tony freaking Robbins in a cab on the way home from a bar where I'm like, oh man, you can do this. You are strong. You're not going to get sick. The cab driver's like, dude, you're in the car alone. I know I am. I'm in the car alone with no vomit.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or a sausage biscuit to hash browns and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.